Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Road accidents in Egypt. Stark evidence of the absence of welfare and the corruption of the capitalist system. Translated. In a scene that has become a tragic routine, people awoke a few days ago to another disaster that claimed 9 innocent lives in a collision on the regional road in Manufia Governorate, less than a week after a heartbreaking calamity in which 18 young girls perished in a similar accident, differing from the previous ones only by the number of victims. The regional road, which the regime has long promoted as a quote-unquote national achievement, has become a permanent witness to the absurdity of the alleged achievements praised by the rulers as they hide behind false media banners and neglect the people's most basic right to live safely on roads that do not snatch their lives. These tragedies are not incidental accidents that some justify by fate or bad luck. Rather, they are the natural and direct result of the absence of true care for the affairs of the people and of the entrenched chronic corruption in the state apparatus, a corruption rooted in the adoption of the rotten capitalist system that measures matters by the standard of utility and weighs them on the scale of profit and loss, not on the scale of right and duty, paying no heed to what Allah has made lawful or forbidden. A report by the Associated Press dated 27th June 2025 made clear that the truck which claimed 19 lives, among them 18 young girls in the prime of their youth, was travelling at excessive speed and that the dilapidated road was undergoing incomplete maintenance. Nevertheless, the authority allowed traffic to continue on it without controls or safety measures. In another report by the same agency dated 5th July 2025 regarding the collision of 2 microbuses on the regional road, it was found that the overloading, drivers' failure to adhere to speed limits and negligence in lighting and road signs were all direct causes of the massacre. Instead of holding state agencies accountable for their failure to maintain and secure the roads and monitor the drivers, the authorities rushed to absorb popular anger with meager compensations and hollow statements of quote-unquote deep sorrow and quote-unquote urgent measures as if the problem lies in the lack of mourning, not in the absence of care. Preserving lives is among the great objectives of Islam, which made it the ruler's responsibility to establish the interests of the people and safeguard their rights, not to busy themselves with distorting their awareness and deceiving them with projects whose surface is a false luster and whose core is negligence. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
"الإمام راع وهو مسؤول عن رعيته."
The Imam is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. This responsibility is only fulfilled by establishing a system of governance that regulates the affairs of life by Sharia standards, not by market and profit standards. These roads and public facilities are public property from which the community of people benefits, and the state is obliged to maintain them and ensure people's safety on them without negligence. What we see today of the regional road and other roads lacking basic infrastructure, despite being a main passageway for tens of thousands of workers and the poor, is the result of corruption deeply rooted in the structure of the capitalist system that sees humans only as numbers in profit lists. According to reports from the Ministry of Health and Population and international press reports, Egypt has witnessed more than 7,000 deaths annually due to road accidents, a number that exceeds the casualties of many armed conflicts. Notably, the majority are concentrated on newly constructed roads like the Regional Road, the Upper Egypt Highway and the Alamein Road. This reveals that these disasters are not due to old roads, but to a mentality of managing public funds that does not care for people's safety. The capitalist system, which justifies privatization and selling assets and makes infrastructure a means of accumulating profits, cannot offer genuine care, for it considers it a financial burden, not a Sharia right. Islam views the human being as a creature honoured by Allah Almighty. It considers preserving his life, wealth and honour an end in itself and obligates the state to secure everything necessary for that. Under the Islamic State, roads are maintained and equipped with the necessary safety specifications, adequate lighting, appropriate speed limits, load inspections, timing restrictions, barriers and enforcing deterrent Sharia punishments on those who recklessly endanger lives. The Islamic State obligates itself to allocate the necessary funds to maintain roads, not as a favour but as a Sharia duty. What happened in the disaster of the 18 girls and disaster of the 9 victims is merely a page from a long record being written for years under a system that cares only for the interests of the influential and their bank accounts. And while some say that these quote-unquote accidents are fated, Sharia teaches us that fate does not absolve responsibility. Indeed, abandoning Sharia measures to protect people is negligence that necessitates accountability. Allah Almighty said,
وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا.
And do not kill yourselves or one another. Indeed, Allah is to you ever merciful. Surah An-Nisa, verse 29. So what of a system that leaves hundreds of lives claimed on asphalt each year and moves only with a condolence statement or meager compensation? The remedy for these disasters is not in condemnation statements or promises of reform, but in establishing a system that rules by Sharia and cares for people's affairs according to its rulings, striking the hands of the corrupt and regulating its actions by the standard of halal or haram, not by the standards of, quote, return on investment, unquote. This capitalist system which failed to save people from their poverty, diseases and road disasters is the same system that entrenches corruption, opposes Islam and prevents the establishment of the Khilafah Caliphate, which alone is capable of making people's lives and dignity a priority, not a propaganda tool. Today the Islamic Ummah faces a clear choice. Either to remain a hostage to a capitalist system that kills its sons on the road, starves them in their homes and deceives them with false slogans, or to move to establish the Khilafah on the method of prophethood that implements Allah's rules and restores to the people their right to a safe and dignified life. These souls taken daily on Egypt's roads and throughout the Muslim lands are just witnesses to the truth of our statement that there is no salvation for the Ummah except in Islam as a system, governance and leadership. These pure bloods are a call to everyone who still has a grain of faith in his heart to move to establish the state of truth and justice so that the Ummah may once again be ruled by what Allah has revealed and break the chains of subservience, corruption and negligence.
الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ.
Those who, if we give them power in the land, establish prayer and give zakah and enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and to Allah belongs the outcome of all matters. Surah Al-Hajj, verse 41. Media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Walaya, Egypt. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.